All this talk about Jesus being born of a virgin, we gotta ask why. Because we know God didn't have to do it this way. He could have saved us in, you know, an infinite number of ways that he could have conceived. You know, we think, like last week I said, God, instead of coming humbly through a virgin, could have just descended from the clouds with explosions and lightning and electric guitar music, riding a dragon, wielding a desert eagle, which someone told me, Father, you know, those guns are made in Israel. So that's probably the gun Jesus would have wielded had he chosen to come down. I was like, wow, I didn't even realize how perfect this is. Just one of those, you know, we think of, he could have come and just made a huge show of his power in a very obvious, very human way. But he chose another way, you know, his way, a way that's supernatural, that would kind of call us out of our humanness and beyond to what God had planned for us. And so we don't know why God chose to do it this way. You know, in our limited minds, we can't know his whole plan and its fullness, but we can see how fitting it is. And this is the language that we use in our faith. Like, we can see that it's very fitting that God chose to be born of a virgin. First of all, this whole idea of miraculous births being great signs of hope runs throughout all of Scripture. You can think of all the barren women who were prayed and miraculously were given children in the Old Testament. And the prophet Isaiah, in today's first reading, talked about King Ahaz and this like promise of like, oh, there's going to be a sign. A virgin's going to conceive and bear a son. You're like, what the? So quick context here. King Ahaz getting attacked by a lot of people. He's king of Judah. And he's tempted to make political alliances with some of these enemies to try and protect himself instead of trusting God. And Isaiah says, no, trust the Lord. And here's your sign. The sign is this virgin conceiving and bearing a son. And it goes on. We don't hear this part in the reading, but he says, before this child learns to reject evil and choose good, the land of those two kings that you dread shall be deserted. He's like, this is the sign. If you just trust in a very short time, you'll be freed from this. And the sign, this virgin conceiving. Not the sign I would have chosen. You know, maybe like God coming down and talking to King Ahaz. You think that'd be a little easier? I don't know. Maybe a revelation of all the angels and their power. No, this virgin, something about that is all throughout Scripture, that miraculous births bring hope. And so Jesus being born of a virgin follows in this great prophecy. But Aquinas really sums it up in the most clear way when he says this, St. Thomas Aquinas, in order that Christ's body might be shown to be a real body, he was born of a woman. In order that his Godhead might be made clear, he was born of a virgin. This really sums it up completely. Like, you know, if God just ascended from the clouds riding a dragon, we might wonder, like, is that really an ordinary guy? I don't, probably not. Ordinary guys don't ride dragons out of the clouds. You know, but if he was just maybe taken from one of Joseph's sons or something, maybe Mary and Joseph had a normal marital relationship and Jesus was just born that way, possible. But people would have wondered, how can this be God? Just one of Joseph's sons. You know, to show us that Jesus is fully man and fully God. He's born naturally of a woman, but without the assistance of a man by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we know this is not an ordinary man. Though truly man, this is also God. So beautiful. And around this time of year, you might have had the experience of some people questioning this whole virgin birth thing. There was a big webinar by the doctor Bart Ehrman, who's a famous atheist scripture scholar. Yes, he's a famous atheist scripture scholar. And he says, look, guys, famous miraculous birth stories, they're all over the place. Not just in the New and Old Testament. Every other religion has something like this, where God interacts with a woman and somehow a new deity is born, or that very same deity becomes man. You've got the Egyptian god Horus, Aztec god Huitzilopochtli, something like that. The Greek hero Perseus, Hephaestus, was born of Hera in a miraculous way. Roman god Mars. There's a Chinese god, Hui. A Hindu deity, Krishna, all of them are brought about where a god, in some miraculous way, interacts with a woman, normal human woman, who's a lot of times a virgin, sometimes not. But either way, there's a miraculous birth where God somehow enters the world through this woman. And Bart Ehrman says, the Jews, they just kind of made their own story. They wanted their own interesting God and human story. So the virgin birth is nothing special. Although, you know, he says it's cool and teaches us a bunch of things, but really all religions are the same, and you know, no need to worry about Jesus being, you know, anything more. But what we have to keep in mind is that there's something much deeper going on in here. This is not just human beings making up stories. We see there's something deep in our souls that recognizes through miraculous birth that there's hope. Somehow that captures something on a supernatural level that is most perfectly revealed in this idea of a miraculous birth. And this is something that all human beings at all times have yearned for. You know, maybe God becoming man, being close to them in this miraculous way. And so while on one side, Bart Ehrman and many people will argue, Christians aren't special. They're just kind of making up their own story. As Catholics, what we see something deeper. We see that the human heart is made for God and sees how miraculous birth captures it in some way. And even those who are outside of the Christian tradition were able to put this desire into a story, in a myth, in their own religions. And when Christ came along and God brought this plan to fulfillment, it really answered that yearning in our hearts. And what he did is very similar to what the human heart had already recognized as good, and but brought it to fulfillment. And the reason why we know ultimately that this is the case is that in every other religion, the God who is born through a woman didn't actually exist in history. It's just a myth, something made up. Every other God story from the Greeks, the Romans, the Chinese, and the Hindus, they never actually were in history. Jesus did actually come and take on a real human body in time. And we have not just biblical stories made up. We have, you know, the Roman and the Jewish historians that make note of this. We have the effect that Christianity has had on the entire world for the past 2,000 years. It's not just a story. It is the result of a bunch of people telling a story, but it's about real life. And so when you hear people saying, Christians aren't special, they've got their own virgin birth story, just keep in mind, like, that's a good thing. Because from the very beginning of human creation, human hearts have been recognizing that there's something about miraculous births that captures the hope we want, that God would become one of us, to be with us. And that the fact that other religions have similar stories just points to that fact. Like, yes, this is an image that God has written on our hearts. And it finds its fulfillment in Christ, the only story that actually happened. And definitely encourage you to dive deeper into that. I'll buy you a beer and we can talk about it sometime. But there are people out there who will try and crush your faith by showing you, oh, there's nothing special. No, in fact, that only encourages us to believe that what we have in our faith as Christians is actually true. Because all those stories find their fulfillment in a real man who became, a God who became man through the Virgin Mary. And it is him, him alone, who will show us the fullness of the truth. And if we follow him, let our hope really, really build up for this man when he comes again, then he will lead us to heaven, to those places that he has prepared for us.